Yeah, I'm sorry, Jeff.
Oh, no worries.
Well, welcome back, everybody in podcast land. I'm chilling here with INF.
What's up? What's up?
Hey, this is NPR Radio, NPR style, where we speak smoothly into the microphones.
You smoke weed, Jeff?
We got the chimichanga over here.
Mr. Chimura, why don't you say hello to the people?
What's up?
Yeah, we're doing it.
Hey, what's going on? Mm-hmm. You guys ready?
We exist in the space-time continuum.
Yo.
Yeah.
I just want to hear how deep my voice goes.
Somebody's out there listening to this.
No, they're not.
Yeah. This is the Brass Show.
That's the best part.
Yeah.
Especially because I'm here, Doug.
Yeah, I know. Your audience repellent, that's for sure. Got some stink on you.
That's because I'm a dickhead.
Yeah,
I don't really make sense when I'm talking. Jeff was looking at me the entire time like,
it is a Brass Show.
I can't believe we're actually going into a podcast
with
this asshole. Like,
I didn't say that.
He said asshole. I saw him mouth asshole to you.
Slowly was like,
and then like looked back at me and was like, yo, I can't believe I'm actually doing this.
Asshole. Yeah, he says a lot subjectively with his body movements too. Like, you'll be talking to him and he'll just be like, ugh,
a potato.
Ugh.
Well,
where's those blunt? Okay, there we go.
I mean, I do that.
That's where the guts go.
I pretty much do that every morning with my acid reflux.
Oh, yeah? Is the acid reflux a big problem for you?
Yeah, because I play brash music in the morning and
my acid
reflux just bubbles up into the throat.
Asshole.
I instantly have to throw up.
Yep. Yeah, that's you. Yeah, you got a hole in your stomach the size of a fucking nickel.
Oh,
you're 5 minutes
away
from shitting into a sack.
That is true, though.
Plop.
I mean, dude, the second I got here, I was like, dude, why are you not here? I have to shit.
Yeah, no, my bad.
I was outside of my car, and I was like, bro.
My kid's soccer team got their, like, asses handed to them today, and they called a bunch of timeouts and shit. And I'm just, like, sitting on the sidelines. You're not going to win. Just go.
Yeah, timeouts to shit.
Take the L. I got to meet somebody, you know?
That's what I needed, a timeout to shit. That's what.
Mm-hmm. I understand that. Jeff, comment? Comment? Thought process? No?
Comment?
No?
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
You give me heartburn, too. Gotta eat Tums like candy.
Honestly, bro, like, I come over here and I have heartburn.
Yeah. It's the air quality.
Bro, like, the paint is melting.
Yep.
Off your apartment walls.
It's because it's so humid in
it
here.
It smells like shit in here, bro.
Shut the fuck up.
What did you do before I came here?
I'm like, this is going to get roasted on my own podcast for a straight hour of like, yo, you are dog shit, bro.
Nah,
and you can't escape. Right. You're in the fucking gullet.
So
now,
to all the ladies out here like that are listening, which is zero.
Shut up.
But if they were listening, it smells like fucking floral pattern. I
sprayed some shit in the
floral
air.
Floral pattern.
I put it in the air.
Quilt.
Shut up, Febreze. Man. It smells like fucking Gorilla Glue in here.
Only because of Jeff.
Yeah, because Jeff came in with the Gorilla Glue.
No, he came. He smoked a blunt in the car. I could smell.
With the McGilla Gorilla Glue with the good did with that chant.
Yo, so where are we going with this podcast?
It has no direction.
None.
This
is perfect, though.
I might have to interview
you,
Jeff,
twice.
And Brash.
Sure.
Brash, I'm going to interview you first.
What does INF stand for?
It actually stands for I'm Not Famous.
Oh, I'm not funny.
I was with a... Well, that actually was one of the... shout out to Arnold. You're a piece of shit. But I used to work with this guy named Arnold.
Yeah.
Who was like, yo, what does INF stand for? I'm Not Famous. I need food, like a whole bunch of shit. Like,
I never thought that.
Like,
Jesus.
And I was like, I don't know, fucking. But I thought about it. I was like, yo, I'm Not Famous sounds pretty fucking good.
I had to hit him with it. I'm sorry.
I don't even know what to say. I got thrown off guard. I was like, shit.
Threw him off his thought process.
Sound effects.
Completely. Yep. Anyway, so that was hilarious. I was just dying.
So yeah, I mean that's basically the story. I mean,
don't get too reckless here. What did you bring? What is the stuff that you brought?
Weed.
No. What was the beer? What is this?
This is
IPA.
A Dream Cloud India Pale Ale.
Yes. So tasty. it's from Hog River.
Yeah. Shout out. Chup.
Yep. Brewery. In Harvard.
Mm-hmm.
Across the street from Parkville Market.
Oh my God, I popped the filter. It was too loud.
Across the street from Parkville Market. Pretty fucking good, bro.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to swear.
You guys have different beers. Have different beers like every week?
Yes.
Yeah. The only rule I have, by the way, you can swear up a shitstorm. Whatever you want to say is fine.
But you're gonna
no racial epithets. You're gonna beep ever.
It out. What's that?
No racial epithets. That's the only rule.
I'm not smart.
No N bombs. Don't call anybody the F slur.
Do I look like somebody who would say that?
Make some money.
Do I look like somebody who would say that?
No, not at all.
So why the fuck are you saying that?
Because I just am letting you know what the rules are.
That's extremely rude.
Under no circumstances.
Extremely rude. But I understand. I understand you. What's that?
No.
What was that?
Speak complete up. Disrespect.
What you got?
Disrespect.
What you got, girl?
Yep. Need to shape up that beard before you talk to me, bro.
No, I'm not shaping up shit. I'm going to look scraggly. Scraggly and... let's bring it up because it's funny. Dorian's back. I remember in 2005 when I met Dorian. This, to the listener, it doesn't matter. It's all out of the place. Who cares?
No, dude, I just thought you're like, let's bring it up because it's funny.
Yeah, it's funny.
He's dying. No, his back is falling apart, and you just said it's funny, bro.
He just got screws put in, though.
So let me tell the audience right now, like, no. Dorian, my brother-in-law, is dying right now. His back is dying. It's decaying, and Brash is cracking a joke about that. I can't believe I'm sitting here dealing with this type of situation. But back to the podcast.
Come on, Boogie, let's burn this motherfucker down.
Nah, if Dorian, if you're listening,
his back is broken.
I'm wheelie, wheelie sorry.
Oh man. When I met Dorian in 2005, I had a pulled muscle in my back, and I said to this cat, "My back is over. I can't ride a skateboard. I can't kickflip. I'm getting old. I'm only like 24." And he was like, your back is over. And he started making fun of me. And now that dude's got I'm hoping he's over that pain, to be real. I know that I was laughing at him.
So he's not. He just had surgery.
Oh, so he's in bed right now?
He's definitely not listening to this, but he's in bed right now. I'm going to actually hit him with the link later. Like, yo, Dorian, we shouted you out.
Yeah.
He doesn't even know who I am. Dorian, don't worry. I know who you are. I know who you ams. Know what I'm saying?
I love this cat.
Jeff, you smoke weed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now and then. Occasionally.
You got okay. You got a lighter?
I do have a lighter.
See?
Yeah, right up on that microphone, bro.
Thank you, Jeff. I like Jeff. I don't like you. I like Jeff.
Shut the fuck up, man. We're going to get bullied. Come to my own house, Jeff, and bully. You bully me?
Well, you told me to come out to the
podcast. My daughter's wedding day.
So you told me to come out to the podcast and talk shit, right? Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Roasting me for an hour. You get what you deserve in this household.
I didn't expect I'm not roasting you. Like,
no.
We're just talking as friends. Like, no,
we're just chatting it up.
To nobody listening, this is what I do with Brash all the time. Like, we just talk shit all the time.
To nobody listening. Yeah, this is
Dorian, if you're listening.
He's not going to listen.
It's not cool, bro.
If he does, I'd be surprised. He's listened to the episode before when I talked about, we talked about how we got booed off stage. Were you there for that? You weren't there for that. You heard about that, though, right?
So it was at the Webster, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, was it for Omarion?
Yeah. We opened up
the big O, Omarion.
Yeah. Yo, we opened up for Omarion, and then Marquise Houston showed up. And they were dancing around on stage, taking their shirts off and shit. And that audience hated us.
Yeah,
before you told me that story, I had no idea who the fuck Omarion was.
Yeah. Yeah, you know about Omarion because of Brash. That's a weird world to live in, bro.
That was a weird concert, bro.
Yeah, like, it
was
weird.
I mean,
inappropriate
to
booking.
To open up for, like, I mean...
Crooked Minds!
Yeah, you can't do break shit. Like, break while motherfuckers shit. Are yeah. fucking... Hey, don't you know it's me? I'm here for you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Somebody hit me with a beat.
Ooh, girl.
No, that was
Word up.
Whatever. Michael Jackson was a genius. You don't know about my fucking. All right, I'll stop right now.
Yo, was that you? Was that you who? I think it was you who posted the status. You were like, "Yo, Michael Jackson did all the music for like Sonic the Hedgehog and shit."
So I didn't say he did all the music.
Wasn't that you?
But
though?
I said some shit like that. And I don't remember exactly what I said.
He also
For the movie?
Used to ride around
for the video games.
Oh no, shit!
He used to ride around in his house with a little choo-choo. He'd get in the choo-choo, and then it would go through his mansion.
Jeff, how do you feel about that? Jeff, how do you feel about the choo-choo?
I ain't getting on that train.
Jeff, comment.
I'm not feeling the choo-choo either.
You're not liking no choo-choo?
No, sir.
Not really quite sure why you brought up the choo-choo.
It's weird as fuck. You had a little train, bro.
So I think what I heard from like other people like was the Michael Jackson shit, like even like with like the red all the way down to like the red shoes. Like somebody like hit me up on, I think it was like Hush. Hit me up on like Facebook. It was like, or no.
Hush.
I could be fucking Samsonite in the shit out of it. I have no clue.
Swanee.
Somebody,
Samsonite.
Somebody told me it was like, yeah, all the way down to like the red shoes, man. He was like, yeah, like the red shoes that like Sonic wore was like influenced by like Michael Jackson. Like he had a lot to do with like the music and the score, so on and so forth. But I thought that shit was like mad cool. I thought it was like a pretty cool gem out of nowhere.
He also had a pet monkey. He used to just like chill with him.
Did he pet it?
He's a very weird guy.
Did he pet it a lot?
I don't know what he did with him.
Well, if I wasn't there. If I had a monkey, I'd pet it.
I would hope you would.
What do you think, Jeff?
I would pet the monkey.
Jeff, if I had it.
Comment.
Jeff would pet the monkey. Brash, would you pet the monkey?
I'm going to die. You're killing me.
Yeah, I mean, I'd bet the monkey too. Why not?
Holy shit. Yeah. I mean, wouldn't it be dangerous to have a pet monkey, though?
Yeah, I mean, ask the lady in Connecticut who got her face ripped off.
I don't think that's so. Right.
You know what that gorilla's name was? Like
she got fucked up, bro. I'll never forget.
The gorilla's name was Travis.
Where did she live?
Yeah, that's a gorilla, not a monkey.
Yeah, it was a gorilla that ripped her.
Those little monkeys.
Oh, Jeff, you smoke weed? You want to smoke some weed?
Yeah, sure.
I'm sorry, bro. I'm just smoking the fucking L by myself.
You gotta keep it together.
Yeah, my bad, dude.
Sorry about that. That's mad disrespectful.
Yeah, the gorilla's name was Travis, and I thought that was funny because I knew a gorilla named Travis.
I got a cousin named Travis.
Do you?
No, he's not really like my cousin. But he, I mean, I grew up with him.
It was the best day of my life. Wait. Actually, no, it was the worst day. Of my life.
We should probably get some pizza.
I don't think so,
you
man.
You guys want to chug beers?
I've had enough beer and pizza for the weekend.
Jeff, you want to chug beers?
I'll sip
some beers.
I'll sip some
Brash,
beers.
You want to chug some beers?
No.
Fucking fucks.
I mean, it's Sunday, man. I got to go to the office tomorrow.
Cheers. I know, I sound like a bitch, I know, but...
Whatever. Fuck you guys, bro. Fuck you, Jeff. I thought you were mad cool, bro.
This is the INF show.
This is the first time I ever met Jeff, and I thought he was mad cool. Now I don't even think he's fucking cool, bro. It's not the INF show, bro. Fucking
Welcome
Brash
to the
show,
INF
bro.
Show.
Wait, what's the name of this podcast?
The Brash Show.
Oh, the Brash Show. Oh. Whoa. Yeah. Dickhead. Oh, let's do one of these buttons. Sorry. I shouldn't be doing that. I know. Don't touch a DJ's shit. My bad.
I guess I'm the engineer slash hostess with the mostest for people to listen to my words as they come out of my mouth.
Don't post this, bro.
Don't waste your time, B. Just don't.
Don't post it.
Nah. Because later, you'll look back on it, and you'll go, nah.
All right, post it.
Yeah, we're going to post it.
Yeah, I got to learn from like shit like this.
Yeah,
like, don't go on a radio show like talking dumb shit.
You're going to listen back to it and laugh your ass off.
Oh, my goodness.
I hope so.
Yeah, I lost it a couple times already.
Jeff, you eat Pringles?
I love Pringles.
Really? What's your favorite flavor?
Sour cream and onion.
It's kind of boring, bro. They have a lot of flavors. That's like your go-to?
It's like my go-to. Barbecue shit.
No, fuck barbecue.
I guess everybody has their go-to. Like, it's, you know, Doritos. I do Cool Ranch. That's my go-to. Unless they had the fucking the salsa verde. But they don't have that in Connecticut. They have that in California. That's a standard in California. Son. Well, when I was in L.A., I shouldn't say California. When I was in L.A., I was like, bro! Where's this shit been my whole life, yo? But, yeah, now it's, you know, I can't find this shit anywhere, so I Cool Ranch the shit out of it, so.
Cool Ranch Reno at Duce Leon's up in that ass. Bing bong! We out here. Colchester, Connecticut. Represent one time. Looking at me like I have two heads now.
So, Jeff, you want to get some pizza or something, bro? Like, I can't really, like, fuck with this guy right
now.
He was my friend. I swear to God, we were friends 15. How long has this been going for? 15 minutes ago. 15 and 45 seconds ago, we were friends.
You got to last for another 45 minutes.
Wait, this is a podcast?
I feel like I'm Rorschach right now. Like, right. No. I'm not locked in here with you. You're locked in here with me.
All right, so before the listeners that aren't listening lose interest, what are we going to talk about? Can we talk about some topics? 45 fucking minutes, bro?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're interesting enough, I thought, until just now.
About to go to sleep, yo.
You can last.
You guys want a shotgun of beer?
No.
Well, that shit would be pretty interesting.
It would be. Why don't you two shotgun beers while I watch?
Dude, I'm 40, bro. I can't be doing this shit, man. Like, I'm way too old for this.
And I am not doing it. I will sip this. This is a really tasty beer, though.
Thank you.
That you hooked me up with.
So the plug is Dream Cloud. Actually Hog River.
Hog River Brewery.
In Hartford, Connecticut.
Yeah.
Across the street from Parkville Market.
One time.
Again, Hartford, Connecticut.
Yeah, it's good shit.
I'll have to go check it out.
Yeah.
Nice. That's pretty dope.
You guys like growlers and shit?
I mean, yeah. We got the PA right there. We're going to try to get, like, maybe a little event popping over there, right? Something.
What's up?
I got the PA. We were talking before about, like, maybe doing something over there. But
what's up?
Remember the finger drummer that you showed me? I don't want to, like, say his name and everything.
What do you mean?
The guy on the NPC that you showed me on YouTube. I
have
the mask.
What do you mean? I have no clue what you're talking about. All right. So, yeah. So, what he was actually talking about, guys, the audience is not listening. So, we were actually talking about the Hog River Brewery Hip Hop Night on Saturdays. I am hoping to get that popping. I really don't think, I don't know. It might actually happen. It might not. I don't want to reveal.
The owner would go for it?
Yeah. I have a meeting with him on Tuesday to try to, like, kind of bring back. I guess not really, like, bring back hip-hop to Hartford, because hip-hop's always going to be in Hartford.
We should bring Pace One and
maybe,
Young
like,
Z
my old school ass, like, from, like, Sully's and, like, our fucking one place that we had for, like, you know. I mean, that was the place, bro. Like, when you were doing it, like, I feel like that, like, there was, like, a good era of just everybody just coming through, like.
You're talking about Sully's directly right now? Sully's?
I mean, yeah, I mean, yeah. Unless you're going to throw it under the bus.
No,
like,
I love Sully's.
I don't want to. Yeah, sure. All right, yeah.
Dude, it was important
for us.
It
was pretty cool, man.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah. It was the best. We're missing. Hartford hip-hop took a hit when Sully's closed. It really did. Things are disjointed now.
Yeah, it was, like, out of nowhere.
Yeah, it sucks. But what are you going to do?
But, I mean, honestly, like, you know, lately, fucking, you know, Rob Bigelow is down there with his fucking Crave truck.
Right.
Doing his thing.
Yeah, I saw him shout out Clockwise today.
Yep. Tang Sauce. Yep. Jaden.
Word.
Freaking Joey Bats.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch. So, yeah, like, you know, that's, hey. It is what it is, man. I mean, I'm enjoying myself. I don't know why you said bitch on the microphone, though. I don't know why you don't
put that shit on me, bro.
That wasn't me. Damn, Jeff. I can't believe you said that.
Yeah, Jeff.
No, I'm just joking. Asshole, I mean, bro. Honestly, like, you know my personal opinion with Mr. Joey Bats. This isn't talk shit. Like, this isn't like a podcast talk shit about
Joey
Bats.
You know, it's funny
we just did
this on the last episode, so I don't want to steer a conversation.
Oh, talking shit about Joey Bats?
No, not directly. I mean, when Clockwise was on, I could not bring it up because.
So nobody likes Joey Bats.
No, just.
Am I, like, way off? Are you going to delete this from, like, the podcast?
No, it'll still go out, but it's just not.
Yeah, I mean, he's a piece of shit. I mean, like, he's a huge piece of shit.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying. I just wanted you to actually see. Yo, Brash actually nodded in the corner. He was like, "Yo, I just don't want to keep doing agree this. With you.
I don't want this to be sorry, what this show becomes. Is like, hey, everybody who comes on here has the same exact review.
No. I mean, so
because Clockwise was on like, here, and it was like a weird conversation then too.
Well, I'm not trying to make it weird.
No, I know. I just I don't know. Keep revisiting.
I don't even know the guy.
I know.
I've never met him.
Yeah, you've seen him perform.
I'm just here to talk shit, bro. What do you think of him, Jeff?
Right.
I see
him. What do you think of him based off of what you've heard of him so far?
He loves you.
I've only heard shitty things.
Brash, can you step out of the microphone, please, and stop blowing into the microphone?
No.
All right, cool.
That's not me. That was you.
Jeff.
What'd you do?
All right, so back to Joey Bats. No. Actually, in all honesty, like, yeah, when it really comes down to it, I'm not trying to, like, plug in, like, you know, the brewery, like being, like, a new hip-hop scene, like, you know,
they
got to
give us some
like,
money.
Joey
they
Bats.
Want this free advertising.
No, but here
got to come up with that paper money.
Nah, here's the deal.
Money paper.
I actually appreciate Joey Bats for, like, what he does in the Connecticut scene. This dude's all over the place. He's consistently, like, put on shows. Fucked people over, consistently tried to make sure that his face is on every flyer. Shout out to Joey Bats. Fuck you. So what else are we talking about?
I don't remember.
So
something else.
All this is going to be deleted. Jeff, what's your favorite pizza?
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, let's flip it up real quick.
The hard-hitting questions.
Scallop and bacon.
Really?
Scallop?
Yeah. You ever had it? Scallop and bacon pizza?
Where the fuck do you get scallop and bacon pizza? The pizzas around my area don't put scallop on their pizza.
Well, it's a thing.
He is ethnically Polish. He's an ethnic Polish person.
That doesn't mean anything, though. Where do you live? You live around here, right?
Yeah.
So where do you go?
Chmura.
They have one at...
Jefe Chmura.
Stonington Pizza Palace.
Is that how far away is that?
How far do you think Stonington is from here?
I don't know, like maybe 30 minute drive, something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Depends on traffic. If you hit a certain light, you know.
It's kind of far.
Yeah. It's a troop.
Do they deliver?
Not out here. No. There's Family Pizza down the block.
Scallops and bacon.
Shout out to Family Pizza in Colchester, Connecticut. One time.
That sounds delicious, to be honest. I mean, I fuck with seafood shit.
It's a white pizza, so it doesn't have tomato sauce on it.
It's racist.
I like white pizza more than I like red pizza, to be honest. I'll be honest. Like, I want some fat boy shit, bro. I'll stuff my entire face.
With what?
With an entire white pizza.
Racist.
Anything on it.
Anything?
Scallops and bacon?
Nah, son.
Yes.
I'm not with the scallops. I'm with the bacon.
Broccoli, no, so broccoli and
you're
chicken?
Shellfish,
yeah, I can't. I can't eat that shit.
Oh, let's definitely get that shit. Let's get some shrimp.
Fuck y'all.
Let's get some fuck.
Die suddenly.
Let's test the limits.
It was real funny until he swelled up and died in front of us.
Let's see how really allergic you are, bro.
As he was dying, we kept throwing shrimp in his mouth. Just hitting him right in his fucking mouth with shrimp. Look at you die, you fool, you.
You were chewing it.
Yeah.
Whether you were having, like, you know, like, help an allergic the process reaction. Along, your know? Teeth are grinding the shrimp, bro.
Yeah. I put it in my tummy already.
I gotta go. It's time to go.
You're going to be out like that? You did warn me.
No, I'm not leaving like that. I was just fucking with you.
That means
I actually might stay for the whole 45 minutes if we're going to talk shit about Joey Bats the entire podcast.
You got to flee the gauntlet, bro. You got to flee yourself.
No, I mean, honestly, like, I have no qualms with him. Like, I'm just here to talk shit. Like, honestly, like,
yeah,
there's
it's
no
fun to talk shit.
Yeah.
It's like a sport.
It's what I do, man. Mm-hmm. It's what I did before Jeff got here. Jeff, what do you think about talking shit?
Yeah, do it.
See?
What do you think about that beat we crafted before?
It was horrible, bro.
Shut the fuck up. You were feeling it.
What, honestly, I wrote a rap and I threw up after I started writing. Like, I was like, yo, I got four bars in. I was like, this beat is so bad.
And then I wrote four more bars, and I was like, damn, my verse is so bad. I was like, this track is going to be so bad.
Nah, track's going to be fire.
But we'll see. See how it comes out.
Do 2 16s on it. That's what I want on that track.
My attention span just went right out the window, bro. I have no clue.
2 16s from you, and I want to do like a hook.
All right.
A chorus.
Yeah, I fucks with it.
So let me put a chorus on there. Send right. it through to you. As long as you're feeling it.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it was fucking, it was dope.
This is the chorus.
What do you think, Joe?
Because this is the chorus.
I haven't heard it.
You didn't hear the beat?
No.
I thought you came in when he was playing the beat.
Didn't you do that to Sammy once? No. Sammy said he needed a chorus.
Yeah.
So here's the chorus.
Yeah. Sammy told me to write a chorus, so I wrote a chorus, and this is the chorus.
That's what it was. That shit made me.
I guess he couldn't write the chorus, so I wrote a chorus, and this is the chorus.
You never used it though. I would have put that out.
He
I would have put it out, but like banging.
That shit would have been dope.
Yeah. Sometimes you just got to roll with it.
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is, man. Like, I don't know. Some people, like, you know, feel secure and, like, that type of shit.
You got to be a weirdo.
Sammy's mad and secure, like, so.
He's a good dude.
Shout out to Headshots. Fuck Sammy.
How's Lateb doing? I haven't talked to him in forever.
You good? What's that?
Lateb.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah. All of them are good, man. Yeah. All of them are good. I actually talked to him.
The tribe will
actually,
thrive.
I didn't talk to any of them. I actually just texted and called all of them this morning. Yeah. And nobody called me back.
Oh, no.
Just joking. No. Sammy called me back like an hour later, and then Melody hit me up, and Teb's probably still sleeping.
Did you tell them you're going to be on the Brass Show? Did you advertise?
I don't even know it was called the Brass Show, bro.
I know.
You told me it was the INF Show, and I was like, wait, what's it really called?
Yeah. Come on.
So, wait. So here's what's fucked up, bro, right?
I just saw a cat
so
and a pet.
I'm not going to be a dickhead, right?
Yeah.
What's up with Jeff, bro?
I don't know.
No, like Brass Show? Like, what's up with Jeff?
He's the chimichanga.
Jeff's here all the time, bro.
Changa.
Jeff told me his favorite pizza is scallops and bacon. You didn't even tell me what your favorite pizza is, bro. I should call this the Jeff Show.
The Jeff Show.
Yeah.
I like it.
I should say...
What would the intro be? Would it be the same intro?
No, I would call...
Oh, no, I'm going to rip off that intro, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, so I would call it the BJ Show.
So when at the end of the show, I'm going to hit that, and you're going to do the, hey, it's the Jeff Show.
Hey, welcome to the BJ Show. My name is Brash, and this is Jeff. Want a BJ? Ooh, yeah! I like to make noises.
You can't do that here, brother. This is the ultimate warrior.
Yeah, I just saw a video of like Hulk Hogan like walking around the other day, picking his butthole with his fucking picking his butthole.
Yeah.
To take his fucking his pants out of his butthole.
Well, he had sex with a lady on camera, Gawker, that website, got it.
Of him picking his butthole?
No, of him fucking a lady. And then he took the... What, you don't know about this?
He fucks ladies?
Come on.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, guys. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
But he picks buttholes,
well,
bro.
Well, he sued the website that posted
really
his...
Did you see a video of him picking his...
Yeah.
Yeah, you can but, see
yeah,
a video
what's,
of him
what's crazy is that this cat... No, but not... No, not even... I'm not even going that far. This cat's out on, like, the beach. This cat just got out of, like, a go-kart or some dumb shit. Like, he got out of, like, some, like... Somebody just drove me. And he's, like... He's old as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, he's fucking old. The way he walked is how I feel after like 3 days of like manual labor, bro.
Yeah.
And like, he's probably had 1,000 years of manual labor. The way he walks, he's dying, yo. His joints, there's
all
no.
His bones are probably fucked.
Yeah, there's not an amount of fish oil that can help
to juicing? Was he ever a juice guy? Like a juicy Hulk? Was he,
I don't even know. That's a good question.
Pumping testosterone and shit into his system or what?
You should Google that bitch. Yeah. Not ready for the podcast.
Nah, son.
You got to actually bring your intelligence to the table.
Like, we're going to scandal where like, Hulk Hogan was doing juice.
I remember steroids. There were like whole years cocaine. In the 90s where the MLB was like on strike and shit. Like nobody playing baseball. Remember that shit? In the 90s, like 95, 96, no baseball. It's like, oh, no baseball this year. Like, what the fuck? We'll never know who the best in the world is for those 2 years because they just didn't play any ball. You know what I'm saying? It's fucking whack.
That happened with the pandemic.
Yeah. They really didn't have any baseball at all? I thought they still played. They just didn't put people in the stands and shit.
I don't know. I just made that shit up. I'm
you heard it here. You heard it here first. Because
no clue.
I just made it up.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I thought I knew. No, I really don't know what I'm talking about.
You steered the conversation.
Jeff, you smoke weed?
Yeah.
You want to smoke another blunt?
Sure.
You know, Brash is like, yo,
get this cat out of my fucking place.
This is the Brash Show.
Boom, boom.
No, I'm sorry, Joey Bats. But you're not listening anyway, so yeah, it doesn't really matter. So
doesn't matter. We're talking to nothing.
But yeah, so you know, what's another topic? What are we flipping? Damn, Jeff.
Excuse me.
It's cool, man. That should just smell like pennies.
My album is coming along nicely. I just need to do a track with you. I think that one should be it. You should do a song on that.
Jeff, you heard?
I heard. How many songs do you have completed?
Well, when you say completed, you mean like recorded and ready for you to hear? Because I have all the beats done. I just basically need to like finish two songs, and then I can record the vocals for the
whole thing. Shout out to Dorian for...
Yo, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Shit the fuck up. Yo, Dorian, bro, I hope you heal up, bro. I can't believe what a dickhead this guy is.
I just wanted to fucking cut this cat off in the most serious part of the entire fucking podcast. So, my life is going pretty well, and fuck you.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry.
He'll be all right, man. I just found it like weird that I remember because when I met him, he made fun of me so hard for having a hurt back.
That shit just, no, I'm sorry. Like, I'm sorry for interrupting your whole, I'm sorry. Go back here. It's the Brash and Jeff Show. I'm sorry. This is fucking so rude. I'm mad rude, bro. You're going to listen. What's mad funny is it might be funny now. Tomorrow you're going to hear it and be like, dude,
nah, it's fine.
I am shutting.
I'm actually enjoying the shit out of this.
I'm canceling my shit.
You're a delight to be around, actually, man. You're a funny dude to hang out with.
Until your podcast is shut down.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to end because of this.
Joey Bass is going to put up a fuck.
He's going to pick it outside my condo.
Bro.
He's going to hang out near my front door. Don't talk about me.
Yeah, don't play. Yo, don't play, bro. Yo, listen, man, this is a podcast not to talk about Joey Bats, so I don't know where you're trying to bring this right now. Right now, we're just trying to have fun. Jeff, you smoke weed?
No.
Okay. Well, then this one's for me. Yo, shouts out to...
But I'm... I don't think I have
you making a beat?
Nope.
Jeff, you smoke weed?
Yeah, that needs to be the catchphrase. Next time you say that, I'll hit that.
Nah, don't do that.
Give it some space and time. Give it a wind up, and then a good throw. You can't do it right now.
Because now you just ruined my joke. Now you got like a time for like my joke. Now,
you got to think about it for a while.
So you got to edit it before you post. You got to edit. Like,
no. I don't think you've edited a single episode.
Never have, never will. It's like a dick to editing.
Bro, you just got fired. Jeff, you got rehired, bro. Like
you got rehired.
You were fired before this because you didn't have your name on the fucking title, bro. It was just the Brash Show.
It's the Brash Show.
But then today you got hired.
Mm-hmm. Fired
and then rehired? Fired and then, right?
Rehired?
Right?
So fired that he was hired.
He's so high that he got fired and rehired and then admired as...
And thrown in a dryer.
Ooh, Jeff, could you rhyme like that?
No.
My kingdom, better call me...
Wait, so how long have you guys known each other?
Since 1996,
I think. You guys ever seen each other naked?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I've seen you naked, bro.
I don't think so.
Dude, we all went skinny dipping with those fucking girls
in
high school.
So what's funny is that Brash got a memory like
I got a memory like a motherfucker. We were drunk as shit when we did it.
I saw Brash's balls.
He's saying, no.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, Brash pulled his balls out one time. I was like, he was like, you want to see my balls? I was like, no. And this guy already had his balls out. I turn around, there's just like balls in my face. And I was like, yo. What do you mean, chill? That's exactly what happened. You want to get open here? Let's talk about shit.
You're an asshole.
I was mad confused. I was like, damn. But it's all good because, you know.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you gotta just fucking.
I was about to get mad personal on Brash, but he's blushing right now. So I don't wanna go there on a podcast that he's gonna put out on Spotify and then actually delete this and the Joey Bat segments and all that stuff. So So I'll just be quiet. Jeff, you smoke weed, right? Sometimes. Don't do it. Don't press the button.
Huh? Right, not good. Pressing any buttons. Good. We're going.
He didn't press the button. All right, good.
This is
good.
Going until it ends.
No, I thought you were going to press the button of like, ah, ha, ha, ha.
No.
All right. No.
I need more of
Jeff, you smoke weed, right?
I'm just going to stop.
Come on, baby, let's burn this motherfucker down.
Jeff, you smoke weed, right? Oh, Jeff can't even hear this.
No, he can't. No. He's got no headphones.
Oh, that's fucked up, Jeff. Can you hear
everything
I'm saying?
He sounds great when he talks.
I can hear what you're saying because you're right next to me.
Yeah. He can hear. He's got ears on the sides of his head. Fuck, he's got so little smart. Candy dish ears hanging off the side of his little melon.
Fuck. Jeff is so smart.
Fucking. He perceives well. Fuck. He does. By listening.
Yo. Has anybody seen the new Batman?
Yeah, we reviewed it on this.
Okay, sorry.
On here on the NPR Brass Show.
Sorry.
Yep.
Have you seen it?
Did you like it?
I probably seen like 40 minutes of it.
Did you like what you saw?
I thought you were going to say 40 times.
Actually, I did. I actually enjoy it. I actually, my favorite part.
Brooding emo
is,
Batman.
Falling asleep.
Yeah.
It was pretty dope.
Yep. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's not a bad Batman. It's kind of hard to fuck up Batman. You know what I mean? There's certain rules you follow as Batman, and you can make a Batman. But I feel like it didn't push it. When they did the whole shit, the last trilogy, that was Batman on the edge, bro. I felt like that those were fucking stand-up Batman films.
Have you seen the new Doctor Strange yet?
Either I loved it.
I have not.
Loved it.
I want to see it.
Oh, you
though.
Did see it.
Loved it. I loved it, yes. It was amazing. I thought it was really good. They screwed up one thing. But I don't want to say it on here, because if somebody hears it...
Yeah, don't say it.
Yeah, I'm not going to say it.
Spoilers.
Yeah. I'm not a spoiler bomb. I don't do that.
Do it.
No.
Do it.
Brash, you smoke weed?
Chill out, babe.
Are your kids listening?
No. No, I definitely tag this as, like,
do you
adult.
Have to... Air, do you have a lighter? I'm sorry.
No, I That's don't know. Really, I really, really don't know where
to anybody's went. Listening, I don't really care. What you have to say, but I want you to know that I'm just here to provide entertainment in some way.
Nothing is serious.
And, yeah, nothing should be taken serious because
most of this
I don't really
pretend.
Give a fuck about what you have to say, huh?
Most of this is pretend.
Yo, your neck crease got really red for some reason, bro.
Come on, Boogie, let's burn this
like right here.
Down.
Hey, yeah. Jeff, see that?
Why are you making
look
myself?
How red that got, Jeff.
Probably sunburned.
Yeah. Holy shit, bro. Are you all right?
Yeah, I feel
you
fine.
Might have monkeypox, bro.
Shut up.
Yeah, there's a breakout in America going
Shut
on right now.
Up.
You might have monkeypox.
What, monkeypox?
Bro, I'm telling you, your neck looks really fucked up right now, bro. I might leave.
Jesus!
I'm sorry.
can't even keep it together. Chill, B.
Dude, I
don't
just
be
I almost burnt
That's
down the
my
whole
domain.
DJ's machine, bro.
For real, bro.
All right,
Keep
sorry.
Keep the fire away All from right. the board.
I like the fact that Brash is still my friend. He didn't beat the shit out of me.
Yeah, bro, we're going to make some dope music. I'm looking forward to this thing that we were working on. I really want to get it into the DAW and like get
Minus
it out to
the
you
the beat
for
that we just made, but we should definitely like do some music.
The beat that we just made is fire. And you're going to rap on that. The one that we just
I don't
made.
Even remember the beat that we... You know what? You know what's crazy?
I can play it. You want to
hear
it?
You know what's crazy, bro?
You want to hear it right now?
You know what my favorite pizza is?
What's that?
The one that's fucking cooked, bro.
What up,
that's
motherfucker?
That's just banging as
fuck!
Yeah!
And chicken wings, dog! Buffalo chicken wings!
Am I popping on the microphone?
Yeah, who cares?
Jeff, what do you think of that one?
It was great.
Do you rowdy. Like buffalo chicken wings?
We rowdy, buffalo, son.
Fuck yeah.
We rowdy,
yeah,
that's
my favorite.
Rowdy.
I like chicken
blue
wings.
Cheese or ranch?
Blue cheese, dog. Yeah,
I got mad wings left over from that party.
Ooh, Jeff. I like Jeff.
I got mad wings left over from that party.
I like Brash way more than I like Jeff now.
What?
Because he said he had wings.
I got wings, B.
I'm sorry. Like, you can't hear what, like, I'm hearing on the, like, the headphones because you don't have headphones.
But, ten, like, wing
we're talking. We're actually talking right now, so. I'm sorry, this is stupid, yo.
Yeah, it's a good Brass, time.
You smoke weed?
Shut up. Controls the room with those lines of questioning. It's such a banging day. We're supposed to get thunderstorms, though. I got, like, a warning on my phone. It's like, yo, thunderstorms coming in. So I'm like, all right, well, get a podcast done real quick.
I'll get the internet on
titillated with some bullshit.
I was supposed to mow my lawn, but I didn't. I'm lazy as fuck.
Yeah.
And I came out here because I wanted to play VR, and apparently you look stupid because I didn't even know you were taking a video of me.
Yeah, my bad. I shouldn't have done that.
No, honestly, you could take a video of me. Just, like, let me know before you post it.
I'm sorry. I realized afterwards. I didn't mean to do that.
Before I have 2 minutes of me looking like a complete asshole. Like. But I'll tell you what, though, that VR fucking
it's
that
pretty
shit,
intense, right?
It covers my birthmark in the back of my head to make me look like a normal person.
Yeah.
I got a big, because to the people that aren't listening, I have like a big ass fucking birthmark in the back of my head.
Yeah.
And it looks like somebody spilled oil on it for like probably a good 15 minutes.
It looks like he was dragged by a horse and his head.
Yeah. Or just somebody hit me with a mallet of fucking Coca-Cola.
You were standing in the audience and Gallagher hit a watermelon and that shit went bong across the back of your head.
Bro, it looks fucking gross. It actually extends off of my head. That's why I wear hats all the time.
Yeah.
And what's funny is that I grow my hair out and Cat's like, yo, I get a haircut and Cat's be like, yo, you know, like I actually got approached at a fucking gas station one time.
Yeah.
I was down at Mobile off of Prospect.
Respect.
Yeah, so, and this cat was like, he was in there. This cat had fucking cards. He's a barber. He's got, like, barber cards.
Yeah,
he's like,
business
he's
cards.
He's like, yo, man. He was like, yo, I'm just going to let you know, yo, whoever cut your hair before, bro, he fucked it up, bro. Listen, I'm a barber.
He thought it was your hair. Because I made, like, that mistake before. I thought that was your hair once.
That's why I don't talk to Brash anymore. I only came over here to do this podcast. But, like, I'll tell you what, like, at the end of the day, man.
Your bizarre head with the thing on it.
Like, I'm used to it. Like, yeah. I've got hey, like, confronted beauty, like, the mark, elevator. Bro. Like,
you okay? Yeah, I'm okay.
No, I'm not, though. Because the first time I found out, I was like, what the fuck is that?
You know those
bro?
Birthmarks like that? You know, it
fuck,
means that.
And I haven't gotten over that, bro. Like, that was fucking fourth grade.
Yeah. Well, did you know that those birthmarks, they signify how you died in a past life? So that means you caught one right in the back of the head. Kung!
Somebody fucked me up.
Mm-hmm. And then you came back as this, and you just have that birthmark there.
Jeff, you smoke weed, right? You want to hit?
Look at him.
Yeah, but
Jeff looked like he been out on a fucking boat.
Yeah, girl.
For 90 days, yo.
Girl.
And he just caught like 70
girl.
Fish, bro. That's what Jeff looked like. If anybody that's not listening, Jeff looked like he just caught 40 fish with his fucking hands,
respect,
yo.
Respect, bro. Respect, girl.
Catfish, dog. He will fuck you up,
yeah.
Yo. You don't see what he look like. You know what? Anybody that like wants to know what Brash looks like? Brash looks like he just came out the band of Weezer. He just fucking played the guitar and sang to your girl and fucking serenaded the shit out of her, bro.
She's coming.
You know what I look like? I look like a bald, fat fucking piece of shit. And you know what I am? A fucking fat ball piece of shit. No, I wasn't even gonna say a piece of shit, bro. Why'd you finish that fucking sentence like that, bro? Damn, bro. That's rude as shit. I came over here, I was gonna say, like, I'm a fat piece of supremeness, and, like,
nice
you
fat
said, like,
piece of ice.
You just fucked the whole shit up, bro.
Oh, come on, bro.
Yeah, I'm about to drink this, bro, because your whole podcast is about to end. So, you know what? Cheers to Brash.
Your whole
cheers to Jeff.
Cheers, buddy.
Cheers to you guys. Jeff, you smoke weed, right?
Yeah, sometimes.
All right, here. I'm sorry. I was hogging this. I love you guys. Jeff, I just met you. I don't really love you, but you're cool.
Thanks,
kind of cool, bro. I like you.
You're right.
Brash, I love you, though, because I've known you for a long time. I love Weezer, too. Man. Weezer's pretty great. Good.
Yeah.
Pinkerton was a fucking... You look like a Pinkerton.
I had a lady in Boston. A lady in Boston told me that I look like fucking Buddy Holly. You look like fucking Buddy Holly over here with my glasses.
Yeah, you said it crazy, too. Yeah, you look like a Buddy Holly.
You look like fucking Buddy Holly.
Buddy Holly.
You want to go to a campfire?
Well, I mean, you got nice hair.
She asked me to go to a campfire.
Bitches got nice hair. Mm-hmm. Chicks, sorry. No, wait. Wait, this is not cool, bro. Jeff.
What's up?
Can't believe you said that shit.
I didn't say that.
I respect that shit.
You said 45 minutes was the podcast. You going to shut the shit the fuck off or you going to keep going?
It's an hour.
Oh,
you're in the iron gauntlet for another 15 minutes.
Damn it,
minutes.
I'm just watching the minutes go. I was
you're
like,
counting them, aren't you?
See you guys later, peace.
You gotta recount your moment. Yeah, so you got to bounce, right?
I don't.
No?
I can do whatever the fuck I want, yo. The fuck? You act like I got a wife and kids and shit.
Yeah.
Yo, shout out to Jenna Lee Terry. I love you.
Respect.
Even though, my last name is Pedamonte. It's cool.
Yeah.
I still love you. Shout out to Jenna Lee Terry. Shout out to Carver Pedamonte.
Yeah.
Who is at home probably driving my wife completely insane.
Yeah.
Shout out to Brooklyn. I'll make some garlic bread and some spaghetti later.
Word.
Brash, shout out to you. You just got to make some spaghetti for the pork soup. Pork soup sounds mad funny, but that shit's banging as fuck.
Smells banging. I can't wait to try that.
Jeff, you ever had pork soup?
Well, I got wings here too, Jeff, after this. We got to
Jeff, you ever had chicken wings before?
Once or twice.
Yeah.
Wings.
Yeah, Jeff's had chicken wings.
Barbecue. Well,
maybe once. Twice.
Brata.
Shit.
See a girl walking down the street. Ratatata. Remember that asshole? The nope. Guy who would always flex in the mirror and he'd be like,
no.
Nope. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah, the dude no with like idea. the funky teeth.
Yeah, he had funky teeth
and like the haircut all crazy and shit.
And
like,
he'd be
yeah,
like, yeah, me and your girl. Ratatata. Like, I don't know.
I think I remember him. I don't know.
It's a weirdo, bro. I wonder what that guy's future is like. He owns several businesses now.
Probably richer than you.
Probably, yeah.
He'll fuck you up.
I'm on the straight and narrow path.
He's probably dropped singles that have made like 113,000 hits.
Bruh.
And like millions bruh, of bruh, dollars.
Bruh. Yeah, appearance fee, 48,000.
Hi. Hey, what's up, Brash? You should call your fucking radio show BJ's.
Why is that?
I already fucking told you.
Bro, you sound
I just want to get, like, right up in the microphone.
You
like,
sound exactly like Ken Kniff.
No, I don't.
A little bit.
Well, you heard it in the headphones.
Well, I just try to... I just try to tell everybody that they should have a great night.
NPR. We are discussing tonight the smell...
How soft can your voice get?
Of your cunt.
Hey. I like how you cleaned your stairs.
You're listening.
That's all I'm looking at. If you only knew what I was looking at. I'm looking at the fucking table.
I'm looking at the table.
I'm looking at the stairs. Everybody's going to shut this podcast off.
They already did.
If they are still
no one lasted
listening.
This long.
Nobody was listening.
It's done. They heard the beer shout out and they went, okay. And then
they heard me talk shit about Joey Bats and they're like, yo, nah.
Not cool. Turn it off. Turn it off.
Like, Joey Bats is an angel.
Mm-hmm. He's perfect.
Dorothy Mint. Hot potato.
I'll take her out for a seafood dinner, and I'll never call her again.
Hot potato.
Take her out for a seafood dinner, never call her again.
Hot potato.
Yeah.
Hot
take
potato.
Her out and she eats, and I don't call her back for weeks. Yo.
Whip his ass.
Shut up.
Bash. Forget the whip his ass.
Come on, Mookie. Burn this motherfucker down.
Oh, burn it down, bro.
Sorry.
God damn.
I hope nobody's.
This track that we're really working on, though, is going to be fire. No, it is. The one that we're going to fucking do for this record. Come on.
Jeff, how do you feel about
that? I want you to do that specifically. That one that I was working on. That one that we worked on earlier. That fucking. The Machina session. I can change it. I know where you want to change it still. We can work on it still.
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah. I'll concede to that change. I know where. Yeah, I know you want to change it.
I need it. I need it to flow. Because I got the fucking. I got like a. You know, I got some shitty ass bars like written for it.
Nah, they're dope. From what I heard.
Come on, Brash.
Slap you around.
Nah, they're shitty. Come on, man. Let's not like.
Shitty bars.
Let's not beat around the pubic bush, man. This is how it is, bro. It's not. It's not that good.
We're where we belong in hip hop, B.
Yeah, I mean,
we belong here, though.
I mean, to keep it real, bro. Like, I enjoy hip hop, but like where I'm at now. I mean, if you guys made it this far, we can get serious on conversations. But like at the end of the day, like I don't care about like where I'm at, what I'm doing, or like any of that stuff. Like I was chasing the dragon. I feel like in some ways, like where I was like, yeah, this shit doesn't even like this hip hop like fucking making it thing doesn't even really exist. So like I'm really just at like a point where. I just want to make music with the friends that I have and enjoy the music that I'm making. I wish I could be a little better at fucking mixing and mastering, but for the most part, you know,
I'm Patino.
And I'm just trying to fucking get through with all the rest that I can, you know? I don't even want to listen to this.
I'm making moves.
Hold on. Jeff was about to ask a question.
Shut the fuck up.
Jeff was actually really serious for a second.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Jeff, now comment?
Now
comment? Jeff?
Gone. What's the new spot?
Comment?
For like local Connecticut hip hop.
I don't know.
I'm hoping.
The beer store.
Hoping you're, yeah.
I'm hoping to start something with all of like the collective individuals that like we had at like Sully's.
Hip hop.
Like, so this was like a really, really dope center of like dope MCs, dope producers, dope performers, and we all kind of like went our separate ways. Like at a certain point, like after Sully's like closed down, and there hasn't really been like there's been like a couple places like here and there. But there hasn't been like a hub. There hasn't been like a repetitive place that you can go right. to like that Sully's kind of had.
Yeah.
Sully's was our rock, bro. Yeah. It really was. It's tough now.
Yeah. I'm hoping that we could bring it to that area and, just go from there. I mean, I don't really like, to be honest, like I don't really want to talk too much on it because I don't know too much on it.
I would like to continue the journey however we can, bro. It's the thing. It's just how do you keep it going? That's all it is. You can figure it out. I got my own PA now. I mean, maybe there's a hall we can just rent somewhere, you know?
Yeah, so Brash didn't hear like a word I just said. Like, that's cool, but like, yeah. You know, like a hall, like that's cool too. You
yeah,
know?
Like maybe like, something cool somewhere.
Jeff, like what do you think? Do you smoke weed?
Sometimes.
Brash.
Occasionally.
Sometimes.
He was a lot louder in the headphones. He can't hear us, though.
Occasionally.
Yeah.
Is there any way I could record you while I, like,
No. No. Not for you.
Jeff, is there any
not
way
not for
I could...
you with a pasta puzzle. Yeah.
Why?
Havasa Marisa Marone.
Man, fuck you, bro.
Yeah, man, fuck you, too. Huh?
All right. Fuck this podcast, bro. I'm gonna clean this whole table off.
All right, serious question time. Here we go. Ready? How old were you
when
you wrote
Nemo
your first rhyme?
Out. When I wow.
Yeah. How old were you?
Probably like 13.
13.
Yeah, I wasn't like younger. Like I wrote like a lot of different like I guess like I try to like I used to listen to, like metal music and shit like so I try to like. Create like a metal voice when like my voice wasn't even like didn't even hit puberty, so I was like
dinosaur.
Like I'm fucking Peppa Pig. I was like Georgie and Peppa Pig. I was like
really?
Dinosaur. Like, that shit just sounded horrible.
Yeah.
But, like, honestly, like, as I got, like, older and shit, like, it kind of just molded into...
Everybody gets better, bro. You just got to keep going.
What it was. But, like, if you would say, like, rhyme, I would say, like, 13, 14. If you were saying, like, maybe, like, music-wise, probably fucking 8, 9.
Yeah, I was dicking around with guitars and shit really young, but I never stuck with the guitar.
What do you think about recording? Like, when was the first time you recorded?
When I started recording rap music, like, right after high school in 02.
I'm sorry, guys. Here.
Yeah, I'm done, bro.
Oh, well, then here. Give it to Jeff. Yeah. So you started recording vocals in 02, you said?
Yeah, like, right after high school. Gotcha. And I had written raps, but I was like, nah, no one would ever, like, I hated on myself. I didn't do anything for the longest time. But I was a little later. I think I was, like, 15. I was a freshman in high school.
Gotcha.
When I did it, when I first was like, yeah, I want to make rap music.
Yeah, so that's, like, that's 13, the era. 13, 14, same shit.
No, I was 15, though. I don't know. I was always like, I was 18.
Fuck.
Yeah, I was an older kid in the younger
fuck
grade.
Boy.
Yeah. Stupid boy.
No.
No, no, I don't know.
You're far from stupid, bro.
Oh, I know. I got my shit together.
Well, actually,
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, maybe you are, but, like, I'm just, you know,
I've known you long enough. I fail upwards.
I've known you long enough where, like, you know,
I like to fail in one direction, and that's up.
You're not as stupid as Black Philly.
If I'm gonna trip, I'm gonna trip up the stairs, not coming down. Fall up. Yeah,
I like that. Mm-hmm. I just burnt my lip.
Good for you, bro.
But I like that.
No matter what. Stay on it.
But I'm gonna give it
some love.
I'm gonna keep smoking because you know why? I trip upwards.
He fails upwards.
Just gotta keep getting.
Shout outs to Becoming Nobody.
Yo, shouts out to
Becoming Nobody. Come on, man. Shout outs to Don't Touch the Buttons, bro.
Jeff.
Shut up. Jeff.
Don't touch the button.
You know what Jeff does? He's an arborist. Jeff, tell him how you're an arborist, bro.
I'm not really an arborist, but I work with trees and shrubs, flowers.
He's a tree and shrub man.
Weed. Nice, dude. Yo, hit the fist.
He's that's why we've had him in such a.
See, that's why I kept asking, do you smoke weed? I knew it. Yeah. I knew it the whole time.
No, he's got a farm
of weed.
Yeah. Right, well, 14 acres.
It's nice to meet you, Jeff.
Nice to meet you too, man.
My number is 860. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Shut up. Just stop.
Nice to meet you, Jeff.
Yeah.
No, for real. Like,
my number is 860. He just gives his number out over the air.
My
I'm not
address,
editing anything out.
My address is 166.
No.
Yeah, but this isn't even like long enough for a podcast, bro. You might just like you just.
Shut this shit off, bro. This is horrible.
No, we got 2 minutes, and then I'll do it.
This microphone smells clean.
Yeah.
Like nobody's ever spoken in it.
No, I clean them.
You know what's funny?
You know what's funny?
Yeah.
After today, shit gonna stink like a motherfucker, bro.
Haven't seen a dentist in years, huh?
Nope. I actually saw a dentist two weeks ago, actually.
Do you remember that line? I spit dirty. I haven't seen a dentist in years. It's INF, well, brash and black, ending careers.
That also actually is true. So I actually didn't have insurance at like my last like 7,000 fucking jobs. Yeah. And I didn't go to see a dentist for like almost like fucking 20 years.
I'm just going to lose what I have, bro. I'm just
No, I mean, I started like getting it fixed. Like right now... Everything that I have in my mouth is completely corrected.
Oh my god!
I'm saying, Jeff.
This is the Brash Show.
Ooh, and the Jeff Show, and the INF Show.
No, it's the Brash Show.
I'm gonna be here every single week. Like, yo, I'm crashing this bridge. Hot potato, hot potato. Hot potato, hot potato, hey, hot potato, hot potato.
potato, your motherfucking hot potato, on your motherfucking potato.
All right, this guy's got the hot potatoes.
Hey, hot potato, hey, hot potato.
Shout out to the beer hog.
The potato.
This is the Brass Show.
Hot potato. Hey,
Jimmy's laughing his ass off. I'm confused about what to do.
He's an asshole. It's the Brass Show. It's the Brass Show. He's an asshole.
Are you still recording, bro? I gotta go home.